This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is with us. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, it's been hot and humid here. Sometimes we get a little breather, and it's usually based on what's happening in your part of the world. What are conditions like there today?
Well, it is cooler, and there's going to be more wetness and some cooler weather eventually making its way into the Midwest here over the next couple of days. Honestly, what we see unfolding is a very ideal weather pattern, sort of the right combination of off and on chances of rain, thunderstorm activity, and temperatures that will have a bit more of an even keel to them.
Tell me about the amounts of rainfall and expectations. Is this a ring of fire event, a larger storm that will move across the whole of the Corn Belt? What kind of conditions?
Well, it's a little bit of a ring of fire combined with a trough coming out of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies working together. And all across Nebraska, portions of the Dakotas, Kansas, eastern Colorado, into Iowa, Missouri, and then Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, will be a east-west band of precipitation that over the next week or so could be anywhere from, on the low end, a couple of inches to as much as 4 inches of rainfall, some pockets a little bit more than that. Not all coming at once, but spread out over that 7-day period.
Sounds like ideal conditions. How about those who are making their way northward in the big wheat harvest? What will they be working through as they make their way up towards you?
Well, there was a stretch of weather in the first half of June that was quite dry or drier in those areas. So they're starting with dry ground, but at the same time, as those combines move northward, there's going to be quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity over Nebraska, northeastern Colorado, northwest Kansas, stretching into the Dakotas. It's one of these patterns where it's not a widespread soaking rain, muddy fields, but there will be pockets where there could be a few slowdowns.
From the Delta region all the way into the southeast, last year they had record corn and soybean yields. What are conditions there like today?
Well, not bad. They're also looking at a nearly ideal weather pattern of adequate rainfall coming, temperatures that aren't going to be quite as hot. If you were to go further west, one area that does look hotter and drier would be a large portion of Texas, maybe portions of Oklahoma. But the rest of the Delta, the rest of the Corn Belt region, looking at good conditions.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. It is a production of Illinois Public Media. Look us up online. Listen to us on demand at WILLAG.org. Though you'll find the schedule of events under the link called Calendar in about a week and a half, actually. On Friday the 29th, USDA will release its updated acreage and grain stocks figures at 11 a.m. on that morning. At 8:30 a.m., I'll be in Assumption at Assumption Fest. That's just south of Decatur, a big farm event, and you're invited to come. We'll have four of our panelists with us, including Kurt Kimmel, Ellen Dearden, Kim Holzapfel, and Dan Zwicker, to take up the marketplace. That'll all happen before the USDA reports, and then, of course, we'll do the USDA reports at 11 and the closing market report in the afternoon. Find all the details online at WILLAG.org. Just look under the calendars link. I'm Todd Gleason.